Boulevard, Delta Lima, India.
24HKX.
24HKX, if I heard that correctly, this is Kilo, no, Kilo 4, November, Delta Lima, India. Sorry, not good at this. My first time really messing around my 2-meter radio.
That correct, and don't feel bad. I've only had mine about 3 months now, so I'm still messing up daily.
Buddy got two different ones. He got an ICOM 2730, and I got a little ICOM 2300. And then he was like, I'm just going to sell mine. So I was like, well, I'll buy that one too. So now I have two radios and don't really know anything of what I'm doing. But been messing around, got my technician license not too long ago. Been a little bit back now, but just really started messing with it.
ID 5100A, and I've had it, I don't know, maybe 2 months, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I've had my technician license about 3, and I'm just trying to figure it all out still.
A lot of videos on the HF stuff, but I don't really know anything of what I'm doing or really what I'm interested in. I just try to watch a little bit, but just heading back home from Clemson now, heading to Simpsonville, so just seeing what I heard out here.
In Penrose, which is up next to Bavard, so I'm heading over to see my mom and stepdad.
You've got that ICOM set up in a mobile rig. That 5100 is the D-Star one, if I'm correct.
Yes, sir, but I don't know anything about how to get into the D-Star or the digital modes on it yet at all.
Bugged it to buy the digital ones because I was like, I don't really know who uses the digital stuff or if anybody uses the digital stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to stick with the regular old plain Jane. But the only thing I've got is just a little old quarter wave antenna. It seems to do pretty good for what I got. But we'll see if I end up doing something a little bit different.
87LT.
Hey there, 87LT. I didn't catch all your call.
Hey, Roger. This is Alpha Delta 7, Lima Tango 87LT. Name's Dan, Delta Alpha November. Yeah, I've got an ICOM digital rig that I inherited from a Silent Key friend of mine, but D-Star repeaters around here. There used to be, but the heart system went with DMR, which is 44165 and the statewide heart network. So that's all on DMR. Now, DMR appears to be more popular around here, but worldwide, I think the D-Star is far more popular. Over.
Oh, I hear a repeater I'm picking up out of Edgefield somewhere down that way on the D-Star, but it's on the 145, so I can't remember the rest of it.
For DLI, my name's Ryan, by the way. I didn't know if the DMR was that popular either. I've read a lot of stuff about it. Is there a lot of people that use it, or do you use it at all? Thanks.
I don't have a DMR radio. I've got a D-Star radio. Now, you can use a D-Star radio anywhere you have access to the internet. So, you know, if you get yourself one of those little hotspots, internet hotspots, and connect it to your Wi-Fi in your house, you don't need to be able to hit a D-Star repeater. You just go over the internet, and it hits all of the D-Star repeaters just by going over the internet. That's what D-Star is, as I understand it. But if you're just out running around town, you're going to have to have a D-Star repeater, or you're going to have your rig interfaced with a hotspot in your car. Probably like, you could probably do it with an iPhone or something like that, but I don't know. It just depends on your rig, whether it's got, you know, Wi-Fi built in or Bluetooth, or you might have to get one of those Arduino computers hotspots that you can see in QST and wired up in your car, but it's going to have to go through the cell phone or something to hit the repeater, to get the internet.
We're HKX. This is Patrick, by the way, and that's my understanding of it also. I've been watching a few videos on it, but like I said, I haven't heard anything on it around here, so I didn't know for sure.
I heard about it when I got that rig, and hated to lose my buddy, but his wife was like, come over and get this radio, you know. So, but I haven't been able to, I mean, it's a good radio. I can use it for just routine VHF, UHF, but I have not been able to use the D-Star functionality as of yet. And there are no Greenville area repeaters that have D-Star. There's one down in Greenwood, and I think there's some north of the border here up in Asheville Way. But I don't think I can hit them from my vehicle. All right, guys, I'll back out. I butted in, but thought I'd throw in my 2 cents worth there. Name again is Dan, Delta Alpha November. Call is Alpha Delta 7, Lima Tango.
You also, Dan, and have a good evening. It's been nice talking to you again. Hope to hear from you again. Around here of the evening, I don't hear a lot of traffic on this 2-meter radio. I think everybody switches over to their HF right around now. Feeling that I've got, and I haven't really messed around with the UHF very much at all. The guy I bought this radio from programmed a whole bunch of stuff, so I haven't had a chance to sit down and really get into it. But I've liked to program it all for mine for the marine UHF frequency, because I go down to the coast a lot, and I mainly like playing around with it, listening to all that stuff more than anything.
AD7LT? Yeah, Roger. These radios are, I think almost all of them are difficult to program by hand, but I highly recommend you guys go to Gigaparts or online, go to Amazon, and get you one of those RT systems, or you can just go to RT Systems and order it, but RT Systems programming software, and plug your radio into the computer, and it's got good instructions on how to do it, but it is the nicest thing because you can just download right into your rig all of the local repeater frequencies, like within a 25, 30 mile radius, whatever. You can go to the internet on some of these like R-Finder thing, which is a subscription service, but the nice thing about R-Finder is, you know, if you go down to Charleston, for instance, you can have it look up all the repeaters between here and Charleston on a 10-mile radius of your route, and it'll download all of the frequencies, all of the PL tones, and everything, and program it right into your radio, and then all you have to do is scan while you're going to the coast to fish.
100 has an updatable database in it that has all that. If you're traveling, you can switch over to repeaters, and it has all that information in it. For 4 Delta Lima India. I have some cables, and I've messed with it a little bit, but I haven't actually used the RT system software. I've used the Chirp software. Have you used either the other, the Chirp? Do you recommend buying the RT system? I have the RT system for mine, and I've used it, and it's pretty simple to use.
I'm not familiar with the others. Anyway, I promise I won't bust up you guys again. 87 FT clear.
Agree to you, but anytime you can butt in and give us some information, I'll be glad to take it.
EW.
TZW.
Yeah, that's Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Name here is Gabriel. I'm in Brevard right now. I don't know if you guys have got the Mount Mitchell repeater programmed in. That's going to be probably the most active repeater around. It's from about 10 in the evening until 1 or 2 in the morning. It's pretty much nonstop, too. So, and that repeater covers about 5 states. It's, you know, it's the highest point east of the Mississippi River, so it's got a huge footprint. But you guys, that's usually where I stay at, and there's a whole bunch of us over there. You're welcome to just chime in whenever. I'd give you the frequency, but you'll have to look that up, because I can't remember it.
appreciate it. And I was picking you up on Simplex, so I'm pretty sure you're pretty close.
That one out. I have a million and one different repeaters programmed in here. I just don't know which ones are which. They're all programmed in here with the call signs.
Mount Mitchell repeater, okay, is N2GE, which now there's about four of them. But a couple of them's Mount Pisgah, which is pretty popular, too. It's right, you know, pretty close to Mount Mitchell. But, yeah, if you look them up on Repeater Book, or I would suggest downloading that app, Repeater Book and R Finder. And I don't know if you guys got the Echo Link app yet. That'll allow you to use your computer or your cell phone and, you know, talk to a lot of the repeaters if you don't have a radio with you. This is a System Fusion Yaesu radio I'm on here, which is a proprietary, their form of digital, just like D-Star and DMR. DMR is the most popular around here because it's cheap. All the Chinese radios use it.
By chance, I didn't catch what kind of radio you're using. I'm running a dual band, a VHF, UHF, ICOM 2730. You don't know many people that use the UHF frequencies, do you? I haven't played around with them too much, but I haven't heard too much activity on it.
No, I've got a dual band in the car here, an HT, but this is just a 3200 mono band. But I don't ever hear anybody on the 440. 70 centimeter stuff. I think primarily DMR guys use that. Some of them repeaters are, 70 centimeter. I'm not a big fan of the digital stuff. They claim it's clear. It is clear, but it's, you know, the bandwidth is cut in half. So the signal is about half as wide. It's compressed sound, and everybody sounds the same to me, like kind of like a robot. And the other fella that picked me up on reverse, if you're in Penrose, you probably would if you're heading towards Penrose. I'm in the Walmart parking lot in Brevard.
On the other side of Brevard now, getting there on the Rosman Highway. And y'all are down in the noise. I don't know if you can even hear me. But I'm going back out of here to say 73, and I appreciate all the information. And y'all have a good evening and a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again.
You're breaking up. But, yeah, get that Mount Mitchell repeater programmed in there, and you'll enjoy it. And I can encourage both of you to, you know, try to upgrade a general. You can talk around the world without the internet. that's the fun stuff. But I'm gonna jump off here. I've got to run inside. It's been nice meeting you guys. KN4TZW.
Well, have a great Christmas. I'd be interested in getting a general. Just looking into it now, playing around with it. 73. Merry Christmas. Talk to you all soon. I'll check out the Mount Mitchell repeater. Thank you. Have a good evening.